You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stock Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. Today, we're going to be talking about new strategies now that AI is in town. And our special guest is Christina Imra from Quantum Wins. Thanks for coming, Christina.
Thank you for inviting me, Mary. I'm very happy to be here for your audience.
What are some major differences people need to think about now that AI is available?
That it won't go anywhere, and you need to think about a way to integrate it properly and be wise about it, because there was a huge shift, and we are in the middle of a shift that people don't even realize right now. And many just wanted to jump on the bandwagon with high speed, but without a strategy in place. And many just crushed and burned right now. Even big companies are just like paying the bills for very bad strategies when it came to AI. And so the small players now have a huge chance in front of the big guys as well, but only if they consider the right steps moving further.
Right. And AI needs to work with you, not for you. Right?
Exactly.
People need to understand how things are shaking out, and you understand that you need to edit stuff. Anything it tells you, you need to check it, right?
Yes, and also that most AI startups, because they are all over the place right now, are shipping features when they should consider that the winners are shipping signals. And that is a big difference, because signal comes from users and not from the code, because now the code is available to everyone, but the signal is what makes the difference. And in my description, the signal is basically the meaningful and the actionable outcome or insight that you can provide very quickly to your customer or client in a way that serves them properly and quickly.
Okay, so people need to pay attention to signal, not just code. What else do
Exactly.
they need? What else do people need to know?
I know that your audience is startuppers at the beginning, so just doing the first step. And they should know that they have to consider just one specific pain point. You don't need to create a very complex machine right now or AI platform. You just need to think about a small audience to serve at the beginning and just test for traction. Because if there's no traction, you don't want to build further. So you can create the agile sprints, like even 7-day sprints, 14-day sprints. You can do, if you want the chatbot, you don't create a complex overall looking general purpose AI chatbot, because there are so many out there, but you can consider to just take one signal. For example, what would be a daily email that could serve my audience, like with 3 relevant articles on a specific industry? If you want to create maybe just a notification about something specific you are looking through your LinkedIn feed that you would want on a daily basis, this is something specific. This is something that your audience might need, but you can for sure test it very quickly before to spend a lot of money on it. And so you create a sprint around a specific user pain. You bring in a test group and just then check who is ready to put their credit cards for your product. And that's the best way to just use AI today as a small and fresh startup in the space.
Well, it's a way if you want to start a business creating AI for other people, That's what you need to think about is one pain point, because AI is a tool, but it needs to be designed for a specific purpose. It's not a real good general tool. So to have a tool that people will buy to solve a particular problem, you need to be very careful about how you put it together and how you market it.
And what I noticed also now, if you enter in the space, because there are some mega trends as well, but there are big platforms that have a lot of money. And you might say that you have not a chance and so on, but you still want to pursue. So it is that kind of ideation of the startuppers that they can do whatever. But I believe that the boring businesses like features, apps are the most reliable and needed today that can just be compiled around a big platform or features and just provide only one thing, but that is very needed for that particular user.
Sure.
And so,
And you could also start a business teaching other business people how to use AI in their business.
exact. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Mary. The AI training, start fresh with how to use it in a condensed way.
If you understand how to use a tool, you're not going to get yourself hurt by it, right? If you understand how to use a saw or a hammer, you are less likely to get injured. And AI can injure your business in many ways if you're not very careful.
Yes, and many times we don't have the efficiency of AI because we have a group of people, even if they are three, four, five. Everyone is using AI in certain capacity, but if you don't connect the dots and they don't work in a group and with a certain outcome in place and they are working, they are just wasting the AI. That is not AI use. That is not automation, because basically AI, it's just like bringing the right type of automation for your business. Well, and there are so many automations that can be done, but only if you work as a group, as a united group, especially if you are a small startup, everyone should be aligned. What are the AI tools that we are using? What is the product that we are providing to others? And how we can automate that or make it more effective in a way that we are in a world with so many options out there, but we can compete with our product because it's small, but addresses a specific market, solves a specific problem, and we are the best in that.
And learning how to solve one problem will set you up to be able to solve another one and another one, because there's always going to be a new market for solving problems with artificial intelligence. So, do you
Yes.
have some more tips for us, Christina?
Oh, I have lots. I don't know. Maybe we should talk a little bit about speed, but because there is the speed without the learning curve that I would call it's a chaos. Speed with the learning system is an advantage. And so many startups, I just see that, oh, this is cool idea. Let's throw it in the market, test it out. But test it out how? They just use the term test, but they actually don't create KPIs. What do we want to measure? What do we know that this is successful? And so many times they just abandon an idea too soon because they didn't have the KPIs and they just think that it's not successful. And sometimes it could have been, but they just didn't realize that that product needs a little bit more maturity or needs a little bit of more runway to guide the clients, the customers to learn it. And in other places, then they just like use it too much. They go beyond the board. So you need to set up the KPIs from the beginning. Okay, if it's about the newsletter thing, about three topics that you want to just give to your customers, how do you measure the KPIs? Is the credit cards that are on hold for you that they will go through trial and then be paid? Or is the activation, how many users are activating, how many are interested in having a demo with you? What are those KPIs? And how soon is too soon? It's a week, it's a month. What should be that basically sprint look like?
Right. So you have to have a plan and you have to have a strategy and understand who your market is and what you expect from them. So there have to be clear calls to action. There have to be clear key productivity indicators, and have a plan. Don't just throw things against the wall and see what sticks. So that's mistakes startups make. They may have a really good idea, but they launch too soon, or they don't have a really good idea of where the market is. So thank you so much for coming, Christina. We'll put some links into comments for how people can get a hold of you again and find out more about some of the things you do.
Thank you for being here. This was a pleasant, very quick discussion. Looking
Yes.
forward to hear news from you. And maybe if the audience has questions, just put them under this interview and podcast, and I will try to answer.
Sounds good. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stock Time to Improv.